This week, one of Georgia's largest Civil War relics heads to a new home. The panoramic painting Battle of Atlanta, also known as the Cyclorama, arrives at the Atlanta History Center to undergo an extensive restoration. But moving the massive painting, which is longer than a football field, hasn't been easy. Thursday afternoon, a modest crowd gathered around a large crane in Grant Park to witness the moment the Cyclorama would leave its home of nearly a century. Atlanta native Sharon Jenkins came with a message.
Bye, Cyclorama. You're going to a better place.
Jenkins, who's African American, says she's got mixed feelings about the football field length painting, which has long been a symbol of Confederate heritage and the segregated South.
I don't forget the past, but I do learn from the past. And I'm hoping that that's what people will take from the Cyclorama painting.
The work to ensure the painting's future started months ago and turned the auditorium that's housed the Cyclorama for almost a century into a construction site. On a recent visit, scaffolding reached high into the air around scenes of Confederate and Union soldiers.
It's really not part of the normal art conservation that you see, because this has primarily been an engineering challenge up to this point.
Gordon Jones is with the Atlanta History Center. He's helped oversee preparations for the move. That's meant rolling up the 130-year-old painting onto two 45-foot-tall scrolls, each weighing about 6 tons. It's no small feat.
And then both scrolls will be lifted by crane through 2 holes in the roof. Then once outside of the building, they will be laid down flat onto flatbed trucks. And then we do the same thing to put them back into the new building.
That new building is at the History Center's campus in Buckhead. The nonprofit struck a deal with the city, which owns the painting, to restore and display it for the next 75 years. Jones says it's a good move. Atlanta sheds the cost of upkeep, and the center can work to clarify the Cyclorama's complicated history.
And interestingly enough, this is exactly the way that the paintings were moved back in the 1880s and 1890s.
And you realize that if it's this difficult nowadays to move this giant thing from point A to point B, how much more difficult it was back in the 19th century.
Sarah Vellis is president of the International Panorama Council. She says cycloramas were once popular entertainment and traveled around the country like 19th century IMAX movies. Now, there are just 3 from around the turn of the 20th century still on exhibit in North America.
They did sort of fall out of favor once film was invented. So that's a huge reason why people don't really know about them so much anymore.
But Vellis hopes efforts to restore the Battle of Atlanta might change that. She says when we spend so much time looking at computer and phone screens, panoramas remind us that art is interactive.
Because it requires physical presence. And that sort of engagement with the world is slipping away so much.
Atlanta History Center President Sheffield Hale hopes that's an engagement with the actual history of the Civil War.
We need to be able to talk about that honestly. And this massive artifact will give us a way to do that.
Back in Grant Park, waiting for the Cyclorama to start its journey, Hale says it's time to retire the lost cause narrative that's followed the painting for so long, and take it back from those who claim it as an artifact of Confederate heritage.
You know, what we're trying to say, it's not somebody else's history, it's all of our history. But let's talk about it in a factually oriented way.
That conversation will start in earnest after the painting undergoes restoration and repairs. The History Center plans to have it back on display next year. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.